This is the Kansas Soybean Update. It's brought to you by the Kansas Soybean Commission. The Soybean Checkoff, progress powered by Kansas farmers. Charles Atkinson joins us. He is a Great Bend farmer and serves as the Kansas representative on the American Soybean Association Board of Directors. And Charles, you recently attended the second America's Sustainability Conference in Panama to discuss U.S. soy. So what was the purpose of the conference?
Well, basically the purpose of the conference is a lot of the Latin American companies are our big buyers. Big word nowadays is sustainability. So I went down to give a presentation on how our farm and American producers are always sustainable by being very conscientious of their resources, how we take care of our farm and take care of the land, and that sustainability is an everyday piece of life for the producers in the U.S.
And really to show them the sustainability of your farms, both on the economic side, but socially as well.
You know, economically, we take a look at our resources and take care of everything that we have on our farms, but socially we have to look at too is how we're passing this on. I'm part of a farm that's been around for the start of the seventh generation, and a lot of these producers in Latin America don't understand that this longevity thing for us. So if we're not sustainable economically, we're not going to be sustainable in business beyond that point.
And Latin America is a key market for U.S. soybeans.
They are a very big end user. A lot of our products go down to Latin America. And what was interesting about this conference was there was over 80 people that was involved. And these were buyers, these were millers, and they were also some of the farmers there, too, that are interested in our product. And from the chicken producers to the hog producers, they were all there. And they made it very clear that they like U.S. product and they want to buy from the U.S. This is Latin American countries everywhere from Purdue to Colombia, Costa Rica, Mexico. So it was very interesting to see some of their operations and what they're looking at, but what they want as far as a product that we produce.
And this helps the U.S. Soybean Export Council, who put on this sustainability conference, really to put them in key positions to help those in the region.
That whenever a buyer needs a product, they can go to U.S. Soybean Export Council to discuss what some of their needs are, where they can get the product, where they can do that. And we're very fortunate here in Kansas of the fact that one-third of our soybean crop goes through the ports and goes right on down into Latin America. And we've also got some really strong rail that goes straight to Monterrey, Mexico.
That is Charles Atkinson, a Great Bend farmer, and also serves as the Kansas representative on the American Soybean Association Board of Directors. He joins us on the Kansas Soybean Update. It's brought to you by the Kansas Soybean Commission. The Soybean Checkoff, progress powered by Kansas farmers. Learn more at kansassoybeans.org. For Kansas Soybeans, I'm Greg Akagi.